SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
The International Monetary Fund has provided us with a global economic outlook for the rest of the year. They've revised the global growth rates for various countries and just for the global economy as a whole. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with independent economist John Lewis. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these latest developments. John, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. We've now revised global growth to be around the 3% level for the 2026 year, as according to the IMF, set to rebound only in 2027, largely due to the escalating tensions in the Middle East and the impact that's had on supply chains and other areas of economies. What do you make of the latest revisions?
Well, not too surprising, Jimmy. It's not too dissimilar from the April forecast, a slower growth year this year. And certainly that's been the assumption I've been working on when I do my forecasts for quite some time. Energy price shocks normally bring some sort of slowdown in the world economy. If they get too severe, they take it into recession. We're an energy guzzling world. So all in all, no, not too surprising, although from 3.5% to 3%, that I don't think that's a severe situation. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that energy prices are already off their highs. They were above $100 a barrel. They have gone up today, admittedly. Brent crude's back up at $80 today. The Iran situation still simmering. But I don't think it's a severe situation to slow from 3.5% to 3% and then go up to 3.4% next year.
John, alongside this, the inflation expectations have been expected to average around 4.7% this year, potentially easing to around 3.9% next year. I can't help but be happy to see that South Africa's own inflation expectations sit below the global inflation expectations, and that should bode well for us, surely?
Yes, South Africa has come much more into line with developed economies as the years have gone by. At one stage, we were up in more towards the high single digits as an inflation country years ago. And slowly but surely, we've brought our inflation down into line with developed economies. But of course, and interest rates are sharply lower than what they were two decades ago. That's the benefit of having lower inflation. But having said that, we still, where South Africa is, we're at 4.5% for May. We wait for June. I think that might be closer to 5% year-on-year CPI inflation. So we still have this little, our inflation data still has to have this little bump. I think only perhaps in July, August, we should start seeing a slowdown again in CPI inflation, given that we've seen fuel prices started to decline this month, and it's looking promising. Early signs are for another fuel price decline in August.
Now, John, while we see that some of the inflation expectation, or rather some of the growth expectations for the global economies have been revised down, there are certain economies where they are expected to perform better than others. I see the likes of the UK, the likes of Japan set to suffer a little less than perhaps some of the other economies. Where do we start to see sort of a deviation in how economies themselves perform individually? Does it have anything to do with the proximity towards the war, geographically speaking, or is it around just what some of each of these economies might be doing in their own backyards?
I think it's probably got a lot to do. I suppose the war-driven economy, the war-dependent economies, and the economies around the Strait of Hormuz that are oil exporters, they drop more sharply. If you look at Saudi Arabia, for instance, it was 4.5% GDP growth last year, down to 1.7% forecast for this year. They've been hit. A lot of their oil supply has to move through the Strait of Hormuz, and it has been cut off. So they would be the hardest hit. But one can't rule out, if there is a global slowdown, many of us get affected. If you look at South Africa, for instance, the IMF has an unchanged growth rate for us this year, 1.1 last year, 1.1 they forecast this year. It's understandable. We're a strongly export-driven economy. We export commodities. And of course, if the world economy slows down because of high energy prices, then other commodities, exports, that demand growth slows, and that does affect our exports and our GDP too.
John, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on where that puts South Africa. I mean, we know we've got our own sets of challenges that we've had to contend with, and I want to get your thoughts around whether or not this revision from a global perspective might have us revising our own growth prospects down or up, depending on our own situation.
Well, I think probably has already. If I've just mentioned South Africa's the IMF sees South Africa's 1.1 growth last year repeating itself this year. I suspect that if this conflict in the Middle East hadn't happened, we hadn't had the oil price spike, we would have been heading for possibly 1.3, 1.4% growth, something faster, and be on our way toward nearer to 2% growth towards next year, because interest rates in this country could have conceivably kept coming down if it wasn't for the inflation spike. Now we've had an interest rate hike instead. So I think it's already affected us somewhat, and the IMF, I think, sees it as a delay in our recovery. They only forecast stronger growth for us next year at 1.3%.
Well, perhaps we could surprise the markets and achieve a little higher if we were to get some of our own underlying challenges under control, but we'll have to see how that shapes up and whether or not that is being a bit too optimistic at this stage. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Independent economist John Lewis joining us to share his thoughts on the IMF's latest revision of global growth forecasts.